And let me just make it plain. Railing has to be false. You say, I want to know what a rail is. It has to be false. If it's true, it's never railing. Okay, and we're going to see this being consistent throughout the scriptures. Now, what would be a rebuke? A rebuke is always true. It can't be false. If I say something against you and it's false, I'm not rebuking you. I'm railing on you. Go to Mark chapter 15, Mark chapter number 15. And let's look at verse number 29. The Bible says, And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Oh, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see him believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. So notice what the Bible's saying. It's saying that there's people walking by the Lord Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, and they start mocking him and ridiculing him, and specifically railing on him. Now, what's the rail? Is it just that they're speaking against him? No. They're saying that he cannot destroy the temple and raise it up again 3 days. But what does Jesus do? Exactly that. Because of their misunderstanding of the scriptures, misunderstanding what Jesus was teaching them and telling them about, they end up railing on him and mocking him for something that he's going to actually do and be successful. Here's another thing they said. He can't save himself. That's also false. Because at the moment that Jesus Christ asked for angels, God will send a legion of them to go help him. God will send a whole host of angels to save him, deliver him. But you know what? He had the self-control to die on the cross for our sins. He had the self-control to be obedient unto God's commandments, even when people are mocking them. Now, that's impressive because there's a lot of men who they're very strong physically, and some little pipsqueak comes around and start being like, you couldn't take me on, you couldn't hit me, you couldn't punch my face, you couldn't knock me out in one hit, and you're just thinking like, yes, I can. It takes a lot of self-restraint to know that for sure and then still not do it. Because there's a part of you that just wants to just knock their teeth out whenever they're talking trash to you. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ took that railing, he took that mocking so that he could fulfill his purpose. Go to Luke chapter number 23. And one of the malefactors, thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. So notice what he's doing. He's putting doubt and shade on the fact that Jesus is the Christ. And he's making this railing accusation by saying, if you truly were the Christ, then what would you do? You would save yourself and us. So if you don't save us, that's proof that you're what? Not the Christ. But that's a railing accusation because he is the Christ and he is going to die. But that was his purpose. That was his mission. So again, another false accusation. They're railing on him by trying to put doubt and shade. That's what the devil literally said. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread. But did Jesus do that? No, he didn't fall for that trap. But look at the next verse. We had verse 39. Look at verse number 40. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? So we have two guys. We have a thief on one side, a thief on the other. Okay? One thief rails on Jesus. Why? Because he said something false. The next guy, he rebukes the other guy. Now, were they both saying something negative? Was it both public? Yeah, but what was the difference? One was false, one was true. He's saying, hey, don't you fear God? So notice how the Bible switched from railing to rebuke. Why? Based on one word, truth. Truth. Truth is the difference between railing and rebuking every single time in the Bible.